You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Researchers warn of mutation, non-white communities are suffering disproportionately, and the U.S. infection rate rises in reopened states. Here's what you should know. A new 33-page report from researchers at the Los Alamos National Laboratory suggests that the virus discovered in Wuhan, China, has since mutated into the new and more contagious strain that became the dominant form in the world by the end of March. Researchers warn the virus could continue mutating, potentially limiting the effect of the vaccines being developed around the world. When H1N1 struck in 2009, it became clear that certain communities were more susceptible to pandemics than others. Epidemiologists who studied the outbreak discovered that non-white patients got sicker faster, recovered more slowly, and had a higher death rate. They hoped this knowledge would help the U.S. prepare for a future pandemic. But now, as non-white patients across the country succumb to COVID-19 at higher rates than white patients, it's clear it didn't. New figures from Johns Hopkins University show that when including New York, which suffered one of the largest outbreaks and hasn't yet reopened for business, infection rates in the U.S. look like they're going down. But with New York excluded, the rate is rising from 6.2 per 100,000 people to 7.5. Finally, here's today's one question. How is coronavirus being tracked? To build useful models and fully understand the coronavirus, we need to know how it has spread. Right now, lots of countries are either using smartphone apps and location data to track the spread of the virus, or are working to put a contact tracing system in place. To mitigate concern that this contact tracing would be an infringement of privacy, companies like Apple and Google are collaborating on a Bluetooth-based system that would track coronavirus without surveilling users. Beyond smartphones, some countries and workplaces have started using thermal cameras to detect potential fevers, and wearable devices and sewage surveillance may also prove helpful. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.